Now, South Africa's largest food producer, Tiger Brands, has spent more than 4 billion rand on black woman-owned enterprises to help them set up in the agribusiness value chain. The company has increased its procurement spend with black woman-owned businesses per annum and says it's actively working to increase this number by integrating more women-owned businesses into its own value chain. At least about 70 women farmers in key agricultural communities across South Africa will provide key ingredients to Tiger Brands. We speak now to Mary Jane Murifi, the Chief Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Officer at Tiger Brands. Welcome to the show, Mary Jane.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us on this beautiful Women's Day.
A happy Women's Day to you, Mary Jane. How is this program changing the landscape in agriculture? We do know about 70% of smallholder farmers are women in South Africa, but not many of them are commercial farmers.
I think the reason why women are not yet in the commercial farming business is that they had been, you know, kind of excluded and neglected. When we think of farmers, mainly it's not women that come to mind, but if you'd be surprised that the majority of farmers, people who do farming, are women. So Tiger Brands decided that they, the women, are the buyers of our loved brands and products. And why not participate in creating and providing us with the raw materials to create these brands? And so we set up a agricultural development program that is focused mainly on women who would provide us with these commodities as raw materials into our brands.
And how did you source some of these farmers? Did you go through a feasibility study, or did Tiger Brands sit down and say, look, these are the ingredients we need? Is there a database of black women farmers that are providing these on a small scale that we can, up a level in terms of agriculture?
Yeah, there isn't a database. We do have the list of commodities and products that we would like to source. And actually, you know, the slate is as wide as there are products out there. What we choose, we actually don't choose the individual farmers because it's the small scale farmers in terms of their scope and scale, they are too small to be supplying into Tiger Brands. So we choose the aggregator. This would be the woman farmer or the male farmer that would then bring smallholder farmers under their wing, and they have to have, as aggregators, some farming expertise because they'll have to look after these small-scale farmers. Put together, they actually are able to provide us at scale and the quality that we want instead of as individual farmers. If I can just use an example of Mpumi, who provides us with maize and small white beans. She's got about 70 farmers under her that supply to Tiger Brands. She's got more than that. I think she's got 500, but not all 500 supply to Tiger Brands. And what she would do is she would then, you know, kind of create this, for lack of a better word, a co-op, bringing all these small scale farmers together. The pixie dust is the offtake agreements from Tiger Brands. And together they would then, farm on their individual farms, pull the produce together and supply into the Tiger Brand supply chain. That way, they're able to supply us at scale.
And if there are any of those farmers listening to the show this evening, how can they get involved in the next phase of the project? Because it is very capital intensive, that being farming. And of course, this is a great opportunity to plug into that 4 billion rand.
Yeah. And before I talk about how they can get a hold of us, is also to just talk about, you know, kind of these farmers, because they are starting out, they have many challenges. The biggest challenge being access to capital, and funding. So what Tiger Brands has done, we've set up the Dipuno Fund, which is an enterprise and supplier development fund that is run by an all-women board structure. And what Dipuno does is they extend what I can call patient capital to these farmers and the aggregators. And they also supply and support them with technical expertise. Tiger Brands then comes in with these offtake agreements that allows them to supply into the Tiger Brands value chain. But the Dipuno Fund alone is not enough. These farmers need blended financing, where they might get, the patient capital from Dipuno. Very few of them are actually bankable, so they are not able to go into and ask for loans from the bank unless the banks themselves actually have development funding. But the critical partner here would be government, because what government is able to do, it's able to bring to the table the grant funding that relieves a little bit of the pressure from these farmers. You asked the question about how they can
get
in touch with us. And it's really coming through Tiger Brands, informing us of the land that they have got, the produce that they can farm on that land. We will then pick it up from there to just, either connect them with an aggregator, or if they have got sizable land, we will go and we will do the tests. They have to be close to our processing facility. So as we conversations like you and I are having now, and I'm hoping that farmers are listening, this is how we actually inform the general public out there of this program that we have got.
All right. That was Mary Jane Murifi, Chief Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Officer at Tiger Brands, talking about the largest food producers project that's trying to elevate women to be commercial farmers and provide some key ingredients for Tiger Brands. These will include groundnuts, tomatoes, white maize, small white beans and sorghum in wheat. So a great opportunity there for smallholder farmers to become commercial farmers, especially black women.